It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For this state budget cycle, campus leaders at the universities of Wisconsin asked for an $855 million funding increase. Governor Evers also called for a substantial boost in his budget proposal.
But Republican lawmakers in the state assembly have floated the idea of an $87 million budget cut to the UW system.
This comes as UW-Madison announced yesterday that campus units will need to cut their budgets by 5 to 7% amid the uncertainty of federal funding.
Terry McTaggart is former chancellor of UW-Superior and former head of the Minnesota State University System. He's co-author of the book The New College President, How a Generation of Diverse Leaders is Changing Higher Education. Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's terrific to be here in a little Wisconsin accent.
As a former chancellor in the UW system at Superior and someone still paying attention to higher education, what are your thoughts on this budget gap here? The university asking for a big raise, the assembly, at least as a starting point, saying, no, how about an $87 million cut?
Well, you know, Wisconsin has always had a tough political environment on both sides. So this is just a kind of continuation in many ways of what I experienced before. But the issues are important. And while these may be starting points for both sides, the future of the state and the future of the university is critical to everybody in the state. So the issues are serious.
This is a unique time, given what's happening in the federal government. As we mentioned, UW-Madison saying, hey, everybody, we're cutting 5 to 7% from each department because of uncertainties about federal grants, a lot of money not coming in from the federal government. Is this a time that you'd want to see the state step up and make that whole?
Well, you can certainly make that argument, Rob. Higher education is in chaos right now. A lot of it stemming from Washington, frankly, but also from prior pressures, you know, demographic cliffs in states like Wisconsin and Minnesota, and just uncertainty in the economy generally. But yeah, if the feds are pulling away from what's most important to Wisconsin, research, economic development, solid education for the workforce of the future, then I don't see how the state can pile on. They need to step up.
We hear often from higher education advocates that campuses, UW campuses, play a big role in local communities, local economies. Your experience in Superior, how did you see that playing out?
Well, there's just a very, very tight connection between all of the universities. Certainly Madison is the flagship, but in greater Wisconsin, Oshkosh, River Falls, wherever it might be, the ties between the community, not just economically, but in terms of culture and in terms of thinking about the sustainability, particularly rural communities, universities are a major player, and hobbling them is not going to do Wisconsin any favors.
Now, we talked to Representative Dave Murphy yesterday, a Republican in the legislature. He said that $87 million cut is a starting point, not a done deal, but he did raise some concerns that he'd want to see addressed from the university. One thing, he expressed concern about a lack of transparency he saw with how money is being used across UW schools. He says when you start trying to dig into where the money's going, it's not always clear. Here's a little of what he had to say.
One of the concerns that we've had in the past with the university system is there's a lack of transparency sometimes about how things are done.
Do you think there is room for improvement, Terry, on how universities show what they're spending on, how they're using state resources, especially communicating that, say, to state lawmakers?
Well, Rob, you know, if an influential and intelligent lawmaker like Representative Murphy says we have a problem, you need to pay attention to it. Having said that, you know, both sides launch these kind of slogans, if you will, lack of transparency, and sometimes getting even more into the political side of DE&I and critical race theory and so on. I would prefer to focus on the facts. If a legislator, governor has a question, the university should pony up the response. And frankly, I'm sure they will. If anybody's got data, it's the university. Why would they try to hide it? But getting to the bottom of it and, you know, saying goodbye to kind of slogans and accusations on both sides, is something that's not going to get us or Wisconsin where it needs to be.
also concerns, as you mentioned, about things like DEI. Speaker Voss, as we're hearing in the news, raised concerns about political correctness. Representative Murphy, again, in that conversation yesterday, said, hey, there's not enough diversity viewpoints, and he's worried about critical thinking in certain fields. Here's a listen.
When it comes to the hard sciences, whether it be, you know, the chemistries or biologies and that sort of thing, you know, that's not so much of a problem. But when you get into the humanities, then, you know, I think it is a problem.
And that's not just Representative Murphy or Republican lawmakers. I think it's fair to say, Terry, there's a widespread, at least perception, that in some fields of humanities and maybe social sciences, there's a left-leaning point of view, conservative voices maybe not heard as well. What do you say to those concerns?
You know, I think this is a great opportunity, Rob, for the universities to level the playing field. You know, we pride ourselves on free debate and discussion and all of that going along with academic freedom. I think it's going to be important for the universities to bend over backward to make sure that opposing points of view are heard respectfully, and debated fully. And then the speaker and Representative Murphy and the like, maybe invite them on the campus to engage in those kinds of conversations. Nothing's to be lost when people of goodwill and civil behavior learn to disagree agreeably and respectively.
Terry McTaggart is with us, former chancellor of UW-Superior, co-author of the book The New College President. We are looking at higher education funding in the state budget that's in the works now. University asking for an increase. Assembly Republicans say, how about a cut? Terry, another concern that's been raised by some Republicans in the legislature is administration costs. So they say, hey, we're seeing more administrators. Money should be going to direct education. This is an argument that's had elsewhere in the country, I know, as well. Is there something there? Do we have a problem with too much, I don't know, middle management in universities?
You're right, Rob. That is a common complaint. And in some cases, it's justified, frankly. But by and large, any additional administrators have been in the area of student support and student services. So it's the students who are benefiting, even if it's not a faculty position. You know, if you look at the history of cuts from the time of Governor Thompson to the president against the university, there's been one heck of a lot of belt tightening. Right now, you know, two-year institutions are being merged and scheduled for shutting down. There have been cutbacks in a variety of other areas. I'm not saying that any, you know, state-supported enterprise like the university can't do better, but this University of Wisconsin, more than most in the country, I would say, have been to the well and reduced their resources and tried to do more with less and still perform as it is. I mean, it's a world-class institution, one of the glories of the state of Wisconsin. So this is not the time for the economic future of the state or for its kind of cultural future to be pulling away from the University of Wisconsin.
Terry, from your experiences at UW-Superior in Minnesota, writing the new college president, if a, say, chancellor of a UW system school came to you and said, Terry, there's a lot going on here. What should I do? What advice would you have for them?
But that's a great, great question, Rob. And of course, a lot of chancellors and campus presidents are asking that of themselves. I would say, man, the work is worth doing. The people of Wisconsin, and we know how great Madison is, but let me talk about the outstate campuses like Superior. That's where the vast middle range of the people of Wisconsin get the training and education they need to prosper in that community, to hire others, to have a better future for their kids and their grandkids. So my word would be, sure, it's tough. Well, it's tough for everybody these days. But the work of a chancellor or a president is really, really important, and I would encourage them to step up and take it on.
I've seen some efforts at public and private universities to rethink, like, okay, we're not just bringing in those students out of high school, doing a four-year degree, and that's it. Efforts to reach out more to older workers, to high school students and more. Do you see interesting ways that people are rethinking what a college, what a university is?
Well, that's absolutely true, Rob, and they ought to be doing it. These are political, economic, social, and educational centers for their community. We all have to think differently about the future, particularly now when it's so uncertain and just disrupted. So whether it's working with recent high school graduates, helping them get a good start in life, or a displaced worker, or someone maybe who's been injured and can't do what they used to do for a living, helping them to adjust to the new economic realities. That's a kind of a multi-service enterprise these days, much more so than in the legacy past where we just deal with 18 and 19-year-olds.
And one thing that people who are maybe sending a kid to college or who are going to college themselves might be wondering about, what does all this mean for tuition? What would you say to state lawmakers and university leaders when it comes to what that price tag is going to be?
Well, the price tag is important. And as your listeners should know, if they don't already, it's the net price after financial aid that you should be looking at, not just the sticker price, to use that term. But, you know, you mentioned kids, and I would add grad kids to it. Mm-hmm. The average age of a Wisconsin legislator, state legislator, is around 50 years old. So many of them have kids and grandkids. And I would hope that as this debate goes forward, they think about what kind of life those kids are going to have 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. I did a little research. You know, I've worked and loved both Wisconsin and Minnesota. But the per capita income in Wisconsin compared to Minnesota has slipped in the last 40 years. Right now, it's about a $7,500 gap in per person income compared in Wisconsin compared to Minnesota. That's a lot of dough, and particularly when you magnify it over year in and year out. What's the difference? Minnesota has supported its educational infrastructure, its university systems, et cetera, to a greater degree.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Terry McTaggart, former chancellor of UW-Superior, co-author of the book The New College President. Been talking about what's at stake if the state legislature followed through with a proposed $87 million cut to the UW budget. For disclosure, WPR is a service of UW-Madison.